Where are we?
Halloween City, Ann Arbor, Michigan.
So what's the favorite costumes this year?
For children, it's been a lot of our different superhero costumes. We've had quite a few of the newer fairy tale costumes. Adults, males are looking more for something gory. Got a lot of zombies going through. A lot of people going through our Roaring 20s section. For the females, it's a lot of the storybook characters. Red Riding Hood, a lot more of the Red Queen, Alice in Wonderland style, Wizard of Oz.
Now, see, I thought you were going to tell me you were selling a lot of Clinton and Trump costumes.
We didn't have a lot of the full costumes. Most of what we had were the masks, which they did sell out pretty quick. But a lot of those for Clinton went along with the convict costumes. The Trump costumes kind of went along with a variety of different suits that we have. Like one we had that's completely blood spattered. There's another one that was covered in marijuana leaves that we sold with it. So it's been a variety depending on what the person wanted to do with the mask.
So what kind of other accessories are people buying to go with their costumes?
A lot of weapons, actually. You know, we have a lot of the axes and swords, things like along those lines.
Strangest request you've gotten this year so far?
We've not really had a lot of strange requests considering that we are a Halloween store. I would have to say probably looking for certain food items.
Oh, okay.
As a costume.
Now, when we walked in, the first thing you see is the creepy clown, which, you know, we've been hearing a lot about creepy clowns around the nation. How popular has that been?
No more than usual, really. I mean, we haven't sold any overabundance of clown masks. Nothing along those sorts. We have a few of them that I'm pretty sure, judging by the people, were going to be used for more nefarious reasons, but generally it's just for the scare factor of it.
So are people usually planning this out like weeks in advance, or are you expecting a last-minute rush?
We've already been hit with the last-minute rush. About 2-3 hours, we are going to get hit very hard, and our stock is already showing the effects of it.
So when do you guys wrap up shop here? I know these pop-up stores happen all over, but I've never quite understood how they work. Do you close the doors after Halloween, or do you have clearance sales? What happens?
We have a big sale November 1st. Everything is from 25 to 75% off usually, depending on what it is, decorum, costumes, accessories. After November 1st, we shut down. Next week, we tear down, and we're out of here.
Well, I hope they don't work you too hard tonight.
I hope not either.